A song dedicated to a conference? This is a story of a single page of music written by cantor Jeffrey Klepper and dedicated to the Cage Conference of 1985. Have you ever had a song dedicated to you? Few of us are so lucky. But remarkably, in the case of this document, it isn't even a person but a conference that claims the honor. So what makes this conference so special? When the first Conference for Alternatives in Jewish Education, or CAGE, took place in 1976, it changed the face of the Jewish American Educational Conference. CAGE emerged from a perceived need for the professionalization of teachers in Jewish settings. In 1975, the North American Jewish Students Network, an umbrella organization that represented campus interests, resolved to create a conference for teachers in a Jewish setting. They appointed steering committees, assigned a team in Boston to study the needs of this area, and plan a conference for August of 1976. Participants sought to create a new and revolutionary approach to the Jewish Educational Conference, and here was their opportunity. From the beginning, the committee identified itself as progressive. They characterized a Jewish teacher as anyone working in the endeavor of Jewish education, including informal and formal teachers, lay leaders, parents, students, and rabbis. At the conference, teachers could share resources and ideas with one another, regardless of their affiliation, ideology, or background. With these ideals in mind, CAGE emerged as a grassroots conference fueled by the enthusiasm of the countercultural movement. In its early stages, CAGE encountered challenges. The American Association of Jewish Education, which today is known as the Jewish Educational Service of North America, or JESNA, sought to hinder the organization's efforts. They perceived CAGE as competition. In the end, CAGE leaders persevered by working internally and establishing themselves within the field. They gathered young and innovative educators such as Joel Grishaver, Seymour Russell, Issa Aaron, Ron Wilson, and Janice Alpert, who worked to carve out a niche for CAGE in the Jewish community. Their success became evident through the excitement and vast numbers of attendees. The conference quickly blossomed into an experience for thousands of teachers of various ages and positions from around the country. Interestingly, one of the most remarkable innovations wasn't even intended by the conference founders. CAGE became a springboard for contemporary Jewish musicians. Legendary songwriter, Jewish singer, Debbie Friedman appeared as early as the third and fourth CAGE conferences. Because of her music, personality, and exposure to so many educators, she skyrocketed to success and paved the way for future Jewish musicians such as Jeff Klepper, Dan Nichols, Rick Recht, Pharaoh's Daughter, and countless others to perform at CAGE conferences and additional Jewish settings. Music embodied the spirit of the conference. Every night, musicians would play into the early hours of the morning, surrounded by enthusiastic CAGE participants singing along at the top of their lungs, dancing and clapping along. Jeff Klepper became actively involved with CAGE and founded a network for Jewish musicians, presented at sessions, and performed countless times in the evening kumsit, or song sessions, and also opening programs. When noted author and educator Dr. Betsy Katz was chairing a CAGE conference in 1985, she asked Klepper to compose an original piece for the conference. Music was an integral component of CAGE. She knew it could be used as an educational tool in Jewish schools across the country. In their correspondence together, Klepper and Katz decided that the words to the blessing La'asok b'divrei Torah, or engage with words of Torah, should form the basis of the lyrics. When he first sat down to write and compose the piece, Klepper thought that this task would be effortless as he loved writing songs and was such a strong supporter of the conference. However, it was much more challenging than he anticipated. As he recounts in an online weekly drash, 10 Minutes of Torah, in 2008, it had to be simple and catchy, though not trite. It had to be Hebraically correct and spirited and inspirational. Most important, it had to express the meaning of the words. It had to be a blessing that students and teachers could sing together. Klepper settled on music that he felt suggested that Torah is not in the heavens or beyond the sea, but rather the result of our earthly existence, living within our hearts and minds. He wasn't just talking about education, but the CAGE conference itself. The idea that Torah was accessible, it lived in our hearts and minds was the very essence of the grassroots cage experience that made the conference so beloved. When asked, Klepper declared that his song was well received and used in a number of religious schools across the country. It is still sung today in Jewish day schools. In the end, Klepper produced a melody that he remembers fondly to this day and expressed his love for the spirit of the conference that had helped spread his music to such a unique community of open and caring Jewish learners.